Welcome to the Deep Dive. We pull the threads from your articles, research, and notes to give you the ultimate shortcut to being well-informed. Today, we are diving deep into the defining structural system of modern business, custom web applications. Our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear. We're going to dissect the source material to really understand that critical point where a growing business just has to move beyond generic software and how adopting a custom system becomes the prerequisite for actually scaling efficiency and productivity.
And that transition point is often painfully obvious to the staff long before it is to management. The core issue we see across the sources is that a lot of successful businesses, they eventually hit this kind of structural ceiling. They're doing more work, you know, more meetings, more emails, more clicking, but the actual growth in output, it stalls. They become incredibly active without being proportionally productive. So we're looking at how a properly designed system can, you know, reverse that problem, making sure the technology actually supports the process instead of sabotaging it.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because we all use off-the-shelf software every single day. We're talking CRMs, spreadsheets, project management boards, all these separate tools. They're sort of the scaffolding of most operations. So what exactly makes a purpose-built web app different from those, you know, reliable generic tools?
The difference is it's profound, actually, even if the definition itself is simple. A web application fundamentally is just a digital system. It runs in a browser and it helps a business automate, manage, and track its core work all in one place. But the magic and the reason it's so transformative is that it's a custom system.
Ah, right. The digital tailored suit. That's the analogy from the sources, and it's a great one. It's not just digital infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It's infrastructure designed specifically for your body of work.
Exactly. The off-the-shelf tools are, you know, close enough options. They might address 80% of your needs. But the web app is built specifically for the way your business operates, right down to your specific intake form or your approval route or that unique pricing structure you have. The business doesn't have to bend its own unique profitable processes just to fit the software's limitations.
Wait, okay, if we bring up the tailored suit analogy, we have to address the immediate counter-argument that always comes up. Cost. A tailored suit sounds expensive, and a custom-built system sounds like a massive initial outlay of time and capital, especially compared to, say, subscribing to three services for $100 a month each.
Yeah.
How do the sources justify that upfront commitment?
That's an essential question, because yes, the upfront cost is higher. There's no getting around that.
Right.
But the sources consistently reframe this. It's not an expense. It's an investment that eliminates a far greater hidden cost. And that's the compounding cost of inefficiency. When you subscribe to three disconnected services, you're also subscribing to the manual labor needed to constantly stitch those three systems together. Over time, the cost of human time wasted on that manual integration, it far outweighs the cost of building a system that integrates automatically from day one.
So you're reframing the debate entirely. You're investing in removing future friction.
Precisely. And if we look at the initial core function of a web app, it's about systemization. If a task is repeatable, whether it's generating a quote, logging an hour, managing a follow-up, the web app is built to bake that process right into the digital workflow. That makes it repeatable, auditable, and, you know, inherently trackable. It stops relying on staff memory or post-it notes.
Okay, so let's dive into the pain that drives this.
Mm-hmm.
What specific pain points did your source material identify that are just? They're universal. The things that force these successful businesses to finally say, enough is enough.
It's almost always the breakdown of the starter tools. First, you have the spreadsheets.
Of course.
They're flexible, they're accessible, but as complexity grows, they just start to crack under the pressure, they get unwieldy, version control becomes a nightmare, and they're essentially these siloed data graveyards where critical information just goes to die.
And the second you introduce multiple collaborators, the chances of accidentally deleting a column or overwriting a formula?
Oh, it skyrockets, absolutely. And that spreadsheet chaos is paired with the fragmentation of communication. Email becomes impossible to track. Context is split across threads, different team members, attachments. Crucial project updates are buried three pages deep in someone's inbox.
And then comes that inevitable truth about those 80% solutions. You bought the off-the-shelf tools because they looked great, but they only get you most of the way there.
They do. But that last 20% of your operation, the unique, specialized part of your service that makes you different, that's what gets ignored. The software forces you into generic behavior, and that, over time, erodes your competitive edge. Plus, since those systems don't talk to each other, you hit the unavoidable problem of tool overload.
Right, and here's where it gets really interesting. Because the true cost isn't just the subscription fee, it's the human cost. What is the consequence of relying on 5 or 6 disconnected systems?
The activity to results ratio just collapses. It collapses because the team is forced into a job they were never hired for.
Which is?
They become human middleware.
Human middleware.
Wow.
Yeah. When the booking system doesn't update the CRM and the CRM doesn't talk to the invoicing system, a person has to manually transfer that data. And that is just excessive, error-prone data entry.
So they're patching the digital holes with their workday.
That's the reality. One source we looked at that tracked the life cycle of a single new client onboarding process, a mid-sized services firm. They found the process required 42 individual steps of manual data transfer.
32.
42.
Yeah.
It involved 3 separate staff members across 5 different systems just to get the client from signed contract to work started.
That's not a workflow. That's a data gauntlet.
Yeah.
And every single one of those steps is an opportunity for a costly mistake.
Precisely. And errors lead to rework, which leads to delays, which leads to stress, and ultimately customer dissatisfaction. The business feels busy because everyone is copying and pasting data all day, but they aren't achieving greater strategic output. They've hit that efficiency ceiling.
So let's pivot from that chaos to the solution. When a business invests in a custom system, the goal is automation. So instead of just a rapid-fire list of features, let's slow down and look at 1 or 2 really compelling scenarios where customization transforms an operation. How does a custom app handle something complex, like, say, an internal approval process?
Okay, the internal approval process. That's a universal pain point. In a chaotic environment, a team member needs a high-value purchase approved. So they create a spreadsheet, email it to their manager, the manager forwards it to finance.
Finance asks for 3 missing documents.
Right. And those documents are sent in another email thread, and eventually, maybe 2 days later, the CEO approves it over Slack. The task is done, but the system is just completely broken.
That's 4 different systems and countless wasted minutes just chasing context.
But in a custom web app, that process is systemized. The team member logs into the one system, fills out the pre-designed request for purchase form. Based on the value they enter, the system automatically routes the request to the manager and simultaneously alerts finance that a request over a certain amount is pending. It automatically checks that all the necessary attachments are there. If the manager approves, it moves to the CEO's dashboard for sign-off. And the entire history, the documents, the timestamps, the approvals, is logged in that single database.
The human element is reduced to decision-making, not administration. That's a huge distinction.
It is. And let's look at another one. Customer communication and lead management. A generic CRM, it handles contacts, sure. But a custom app can handle your unique lead scoring and follow-up matrix.
So it's more intelligent.
Much more. For example, say you offer 3 different services. The custom app tracks which contact forms relate to service A. It automatically tags the lead, assigns it to the specialist for service A, and then it schedules a specific follow-up email template that mentions the relevant pricing, all without any manual intervention.
So the system doesn't just track the customer, it orchestrates the entire sales journey. Tailored to that customer's specific interest from the very first click. That's powerful.
Exactly. It can automate quotes, manage invoicing based on project milestones, handle file storage tied directly to a customer record, provide real-time status dashboards for staff. It just removes that admin burden entirely.
And this all leads back to centralization, which you mentioned earlier. A custom web app takes all that daily chaos and builds one unified system.
That unification is the fundamental shift. It dramatically simplifies the entire workday for everyone. We achieve what the sources call one truth through radical centralization.
One truth. I like that. So what are the core components that define that kind of operational clarity?
It breaks down into 4 things. One login, one database, one workflow, and therefore one truth.
One login means staff aren't scrambling for passwords. One database ensures everyone is looking at the exact same real-time client record. One workflow means the process is standardized and reliable, and the result is one truth. No more asking 2 colleagues for a status update and getting 2 different answers.
Yeah, if you've ever spent half an hour trying to reconcile 2 different versions of a sales report, you understand why one truth is worth the investment alone. So what are the immediate tangible gains that staff feel when a system like this goes live?
The most immediate relief is just the elimination of screen switching and copy-paste errors. Think about the stress relief from that. Staff are no longer the source of data errors. The system handles it reliably. No more lost client notes. No confusion over which task is the priority.
The system becomes this reliable memory bank, which boosts team confidence and lets people focus on problem solving, not data management.
But if we zoom out, the biggest impact is strategic, right? It's not just about saving staff 5 minutes per task, though that part is huge. This is about customer experience.
Absolutely. The internal efficiency cascades outward. We could call it predictability as a service. When your team isn't manually chasing data, the customer becomes the main beneficiary. They get faster, more accurate responses.
Nothing slips through the cracks.
Nothing. Because the workflow is formalized and enforced by the app. The work becomes predictable and reliable, which is really the foundational product of efficiency.
You know, predictability breeds trust.
And that trust becomes your competitive advantage. Plus, because you have one central database, you can move beyond simple reporting like, how many invoices did we send last month? You move into genuine predictive insights. The system isn't just tracking sales, it's calculating client lifetime value in real time. It's identifying bottlenecks before they crash the workflow. It allows leadership to make proactive strategic decisions based on clean, unified data rather than reactive decisions based on fragmented month-old spreadsheets.
That delayed realization, the move from just reactive firefighting to proactive strategy, that must be why the common sentiment is always, I wish we'd done this 2 years earlier.
Yes. They realized the true compounding cost of that initial chaos. They delayed the custom build because of the perceived upfront cost, but they failed to calculate the continuous cost of lost time, human error, and missed strategic opportunities over those 2 years. That delay means 2 years spent paying people to act as glorified routers for information.
That brings us to the ultimate realization from the source material. The biggest lesson from this deep dive.
It's not that the business needs more staff. It needs better systems. They were fundamentally trying to solve a systemic inefficiency problem with human capital, which is always unsustainable and always expensive.
That distinction system optimization over just staffing up, that's everything for an ambitious business. This has been a deep dive into the definition, purpose, and transformative impact of custom web applications, really showing why that digital tailored suit is the key to moving past the efficiency ceiling.
And this raises a critical question for you, the listener, to explore beyond this dive. If relying on tool overload forces highly skilled teams into the unplanned job of excessive, you know, soul-crushing data entry, what is the true comprehensive cost of that manual work? In terms of innovation, neglected strategy, and employee retention, what is the cost that spreadsheets and simple invoices never actually capture? You know, what is the cost of people leaving because their daily job is a constant fight against digital friction?
Food for thought indeed. That's all for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.